and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. So to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till on you. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be
why the Lord's brought us here today, to come into his presence and to hear what the Spirit is saying to us. How important it is to hear God, to keep very close to him now and remain in his presence, as we've just heard through that lovely worship song. I want to bring your attention today to Isaiah 26 and verse 20. I think some of us have seen online this scripture that has been brought up, and how I believe God confirmed this to us by the date the other day, 26 2020. And I want us to look at this, because I believe that this is very applicable to the house of God at this present time with what we're facing. And it says very simply, "Come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation is past. For behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth will also disclose her blood and will no more cover her slain." Now, I'm calling this teaching today, "Come into the chambers." Come into the chambers. And we need just to know a little bit about this with regard to what Isaiah is saying here. Because in this chapter, it's actually a song. It's a song of redemption, salvation. It's about joy and praise, what God does against our enemies, against Israel's enemies, against the church's enemies, and your enemies. So it is in many ways a song of deliverance, of salvation, of what God does. And in the context of this chapter, he prepares God's people to meet their God. It's a preparation where you are coming into the presence of God. And I believe this is speaking not only individually, but corporately, because there we are called of God. We've got to meet with God. The trumpet has been sound. There is a calling, an assembly. There is a sound gone out, and that sound says we're all called to a meeting. And the meeting is important, because there are some things that have to be addressed and have to be said. That is the idea of what this is speaking about. And these two verses, they don't actually belong to the song, to the praise. The praise, the song, is from verse 1 through to 19. That's praising God. And then the call to come and assemble before the presence of God for a purpose, for a reason. And that's why I said at the beginning, it is important that we hear what God is saying to us. Why do I stress that? Because there is panic. There is fear. There is exaggeration. Lies. Confusion. The enemy is in trying to confuse the people because God is judging. And so for the saints, for us to hear what the Spirit is saying to us, we have to withdraw. We have to come away from it. And we have to be still. And we have to listen. I was only mentioning this to a sister online yesterday. And she said to me, she said, I'm having a rest from all these videos that are coming through, all this stuff. She said, I just need to get before God and be still and give my mind a rest. I need to hear from God. And I thought, yes, Lord, that is exactly what you're saying to us. Here it is. In Isaiah 26, verse 20. And again, it is those who obey God, it is those who love the Lord Jesus will do this. Because we have an insight of what fear and confusion can do. And it does. And we need to hear from God. Because that is our faith. That is helping us to stand and to overcome. So all of these things are important. You see, very often God speaks to us in times of trouble and judgment. And when there are real times of trouble and judgment, this very often is what God does. And I believe that God is speaking to us, and certainly to FGA. This is not just for the individual, it is for us at this present time. Well, having said all of this, let's break this down and let's understand it a bit more. So he says back in verse 20, come, my people, enter your chambers. Now, do we understand what a chamber is? Well, we've all got certain inklings, sort of understandings, but there's nothing like opening the word and getting it from the Hebrew to understand. It actually means a defense. It means that you are going to have safety, security. This is a time where God calls his people for a season to come into his presence, because this is safety for us. It is our defense. Now, we know that we have our defense because we believe in things like Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Again, the same idea of this defense, the chambers. We get an inkling, that wonderful analogy where a hen who brings her chicks under her wings to protect her young. Again, this same idea. But then we find where the trumpet sounds and we are to assemble. We are to hear this and we are to obey this. Although, yes, we are protected, yet there is a chamber. We've got to come, especially now at this time, into God's almighty presence, because the angel of death is passing over. We are in unprecedented times. Everything that we experience, the so-called norm of the day, each day, everything has changed. We can feel it in the air. We know it when we go out. We see it in people's faces. We hear it in the news and everything. We are at the moment going through a season. Everything has changed. And we earnestly believe that when we get out of this, it is going to be a different world. And I believe the ushering in of the new age in that sense. A new order. Why, I heard yesterday that Brown, the ex-Prime Minister, has called for a world bank, a world banking system. He said, we have to have this when we get out of this. And I thought, here we go, here we are. We're moving next into this new world order. And of course, it will be. Because we know that the Antichrist, he will take hold of that. Power is money. So here we are being called into our chambers. The storms are raging. But these storms that are raging are to bring us closer together and with him. That is the nature of God calling us into our chambers. Because the very conditions and what is happening and going on is to call us together in unity and oneness and with our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. How we need one another. How we need to pray one for another. How we need to get under the word and under the presence of the banner of the Lord Jesus Christ, particularly at this time as the storms are raging. And that is what is being spoken here. Come, my people, enter your chambers. Shut your doors behind you. So in other words, you don't go out. You don't look back. You are in the presence of God. You are secure. It's this defense. Well, let's look at some scriptures just to remind ourselves of what we're talking about here. For example, in Psalm 27. Psalm 27 and verse 5. For in time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. There's this idea of security. We have to be protected because there is judgment. The angel of death is passing over. And this is where wisdom and obedience come. Because there are some Christians, well, what do I have need of listening to this? I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. I have Psalm 91. We do. But do we also hear what the Spirit is saying to the church? And there are times when we just obey God. Because in his infinite wisdom, he knows what he's doing and he knows how to preserve and protect his remnant. And that is what this is about. Let's turn to Proverbs 18 and verse 10. Proverbs 18 and verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Notice it says the righteous run into it and are safe. Not saved, but safe. So there is safety. There is something at the moment that is required and needed. Because the powers of darkness, at the moment, it looks as though they're having their free go. It looks as though all the reins and restraint have been taken off the enemy and the powers of darkness. But I can assure you they're not. God is still on the throne. He is still in control. And all that we see that is going on, the powers of darkness are allowed, permitted for a season to do what they do. And we will see, after all of this, which is so often the case with Almighty God, a bigger picture appears. But at the moment, we are confined, we are inside, we're before the presence of God. And so it's by faith that we find this, don't we? We put ourselves under his divine protection. And again, it refers to me that those who walk by faith and not by sight are going to do this. They're not going to question it. They just are going to trust that God knows what he's doing. Because we trust him and we know that he never lets us down. There are many times we don't understand his ways, but we know he will never let us down, never forsake us or leave us. And I do earnestly believe that this is what God is saying. And I can only address this as your pastor to FGA. Come into the chambers. Set yourself apart until this calamity passes. Well, of course, in many ways, we are being isolated because, of course, government rules that they're bringing in. But it also means with our commitment, our communication, our prayers, our consecration before God. That's also, of course, what it's meaning. You see, Israel was to keep indoors when the angel of death passed over, destroying the firstborn of Egypt. We know that, don't we? When Moses was coming before Pharaoh, and Pharaoh every time said, yes, Israel can go and worship God, only to go back on his promise. And his heart is getting harder. And finally, God says, I will take the firstborn out of every household. And so we know the story, don't we? That as the angel of death passed over, destroying the firstborn, they put the blood on the doorpost. Because that would protect them. That was the indication. Rahab the harlot, she knew that Israel was going to come and destroy Jericho. And so they said, didn't they, put a scarlet ribbon, a piece, a material, and that we'll know that we will not kill your household. Again, protection in the time of adverse conditions. Noah was to come into the ark, for God was about to shut the door. Let's turn to Matthew 6:6, because our Lord gives a principle out of this for us, where he says in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, but you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. There we are. So again, this idea, well, of course, we do that. That's part of our walk, our relationship with the Lord. But what I believe here that Isaiah is speaking about, it's speaking more to the church, to us at this time. Because we are in unprecedented times. We have not, any of us, seen anything like this in our life. And so we have to trust and obey God on what he's saying to us. And like these saints of old, where great deliverance happened, where God preserved life, he preserved his remnant because the powers of darkness were out to destroy. Do you know that the powers of darkness are out to dry and destroy believers? The powers of darkness are out to try and destroy our sister, Teresa. But God is greater. And that is why we pray. And that is why we come into this protection. For this very purpose, that a seed, a remnant, will be preserved. Because if God didn't do this through history, the enemy would have won. But he will not win in this. And I know he won't win, because I can only speak for us. And any others who listen to this, I know we will do what Jesus says. Because we know ultimately the enemy is out to try and destroy us. So it is shut the door and go into his presence. Now, of course, Matthew 6:6 is our devotion. We know that. We've talked much about that. But it's still the same principle of what we're talking about here. Something that I read that really spoke to me, and the writer said this: the most safe are the ones least seen. The most safe are the ones who are least seen. And wow, did that really speak to me? There are times when God hides us and he protects us. And I believe with what we're going through at this season, that is precisely what he's doing. And let him do it in his infinite wisdom. We only see a certain amount. We know that we're right in spiritual warfare at the moment, but he sees all things from the beginning to the end. We don't. And it would seem at the moment that we're just not seen. We're disappeared. Where are they? Where are these people? Where is FGA? Well, we're in the chambers. That's where we are. And it's interesting that Jesus spoke of these events in the last days when we read in Matthew 24, 25, 26. It's all there. What will happen in the last days? Diseases, pestilences, judgments. So none of this in many ways takes us by surprise. We know that these things are happening and will happen. It's whether we hear what the Spirit is saying. It's whether we are being led by the Spirit of God. That is the question. And I believe only the wise virgins are the ones who have the all-sufficiency, with that extra vessel of oil of anointing, are the ones who move forward. You notice that they have the light, enough light for when the bridegroom comes, to pave the way so that it can be seen. That's what light is for, to light up the path. And you have been given the light of God's word, the deeper life teaching, for that very purpose, so that in these end times, as we face these judgments, these diseases and pestilences and earthquakes and famines, which are going to come more and more, until the Lord comes for us, you have that extra light, the word, the meat of the word, the deeper life. I tell you, I cannot thank God just recently with all that's going on, how I am aware of the word, this teaching that is sustaining and holding us and encouraging us and keeping us believing. When the world out there is in torment and fear, and sadly even a lot of professing Christians. What I have been sharing recently online with what I believe the Lord is showing with regard to the New World Order coming, and how that this possibly what we're facing around the world today, we know is from China. Let's make no bones about it, and so on. Well, you wouldn't believe the opposition that I've been getting from some preachers, giving me personal messages and going on. No, it's not. It's not that. It's 5G and all the radiation that's coming from it. That's what's causing that around the world. And it just bombarded with it. Never had this before. I thought, praise God, why am I being attacked? Why are we being attacked? The enemy doesn't like it. There's so many theories that are going on, and I don't want to get bogged down with it. I can only speak out that which the Father reveals. And very often, when God speaks about a situation, it's not confusing. It's not complex. It's not disturbing. It doesn't draw you away from the Lord's presence, which so much of this stuff does. God knows how to speak to us in the stillness of the storm. And it's those who come into the chambers while the storm is raging that we will hear that still, small voice, because that is where God speaks. Why do we want to come into the chambers? Why do we want to get in God's presence? Because we love his voice. We are desperate to hear him. We want him to speak, because we are the ones that follow the Lamb wherever he goes. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. The Deeper Life teaching has been teaching you, brothers and sisters, for many, many years to hear the voice of God. And that is why we hold to the word of God. We labour in the word of God so that when God speaks, he will never go contrary to his word. He will always bring us, focus us back into the word of God. A lot of what is going on out there, and those many, many voices, and many are speaking, they sidetrack you. They take you off on a different journey. The Lord never does that. He keeps us on that road that he set us on, that road that Jesus also walks as well, who is in front of us. That is why so often we hear in prophecy, don't look to the left or to the right, but look straight ahead and keep your eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. So he says, come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little moment. So we are being hid for a moment, for a season. And it would seem, well, where are they? It reminds me of Moses when he was called up on Mount Sinai. And you know what happened after a while? They were saying, well, where is he? He's probably gone. He's probably had enough. He's left. You know, all the usual thing that the mind thinks. So they began to turn to idolatry. No, we're not. We're hid for a reason, because we are in the presence of God until this passes. And note that it says it's only for a little moment in the light of eternity, until the indignation or judgment is past. So how long do we stay in our chambers for this? Until it is past. Not what you hear in the news or what the government says, what the Holy Spirit reveals to us. And there's the difference. For we are those who walk not in the flesh, but in the spirit. And there's the difference. And he goes on in verse 21, for behold, the Lord comes out of his place. So we note then, by going into our chambers, which we said to you at the beginning is a defense. That's what it means. Then it means the Lord comes out of his place. In other words, he comes to meet with us. So we're not just there in our chambers, aimlessly looking about and wondering, well, what's going to happen next? No, he comes to meet with us. God is close to us at this time for a very specific reason. because he's to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity, their sin. Do you know one of the things that God is punishing before our very eyes globally? It's greed. The love of money, the root of all evil. He's punishing greed, selfishness, where so many are so consumed in themselves that have no time for anything or anyone else. If that isn't being judged, I don't know what is. But sadly, the nature of man, it'll only be for a season, and many, they will forget it soon and go back to their old ways. But a remnant will be saved out of this. You mark my words. The earth will also disclose her blood. And sadly, that is what is happening. Thousands are dying. And no more cover her slain. That is the tragedy of when you have plagues, that thousands can die. And sadly, the world reveals that loss of blood, that loss of life. But God is still in control. He knows in his infinite wisdom what he's doing, and he doesn't get it wrong. And that's why God is making overcomers out of you and I. What is an overcomer? One who overcomes, who stands faithful through all of this. And I'm not saying that that's always easy. Sometimes our emotions just overwhelm us. It just seems as though I can't take any more. My mind, it's just swimming. Well, praise God, that is why we come into our chambers. Much of our warfare, you know as well as I do, is in the mind. And the mind needs to rest, to have peace, and know the presence of God. And I believe that these chambers that we're in at this present time is a very protection to our minds when the world out there at the moment is in torment. Oh, I wish all would come to this. I wish all would come into these chambers. I would long for the whole world in what it's going through now. My heart says, bring them all in, Lord. But the reality of our walk is that it's not like that. It wasn't like that for Noah. I can't imagine when the door shut and the flood started to come and the noises outside, desperate to come in. I can't imagine that. And that is why we need to come into these chambers. It's to help protect our emotions that otherwise can cause us to do very wrong things that can damage, that can destroy. So I think, brothers and sisters, I think we're getting an insight, aren't we? Why verse 20, 21 is so important for us in FGA. God doesn't get it wrong. He loves us, he's preserving, and he's protecting us. And you may say, well, what about the others? What about the others? I'm fine, I'm okay, but what about the others? That is why God has empowered you with the prayer of faith. Jesus said, as I close now, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Don't give up. Move your prayers. Keep moving them forward as the Spirit leads, guides and anoints. Continue to keep in prayer for our sister Teresa and any others we know who are going through trial or suffering. The Lord will be faithful. He hasn't forsaken us. We are In his chamber, we are there being preserved and kept until the angel of death passes by. May God preserve, bless and keep each one of you, your children, your families. Father, keep them under the blood of the Lamb. Give that hedge of protection around them. And Father, guide our prayers, our intercessions. Help us in this time with you to supplicate. We are in the chambers for a reason, not just to be in a huddle, but we're there for a purpose, for a reason. A work is to be done. May each of us, Lord, be faithful. For this we ask in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
I will lift up my eyes to the hills from where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Slumber nor sleep. The Lord, He is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon.